Welcome into the Jump Around Extra, a Badger dedicated show here on ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channels. Alongside Riley Elk, I'm Pablo Iglesias, and we are joined just hours, less than 24 hours, when the Badgers tip off against High Point in the NCAA tournament. We are welcomed by Badger alum and assistant coach Brad Davison. Brad, thanks for the time, man. Very excited to see what this Wisconsin crew can do. How's Portland treating you guys?
You got it. I appreciate you guys having me. I appreciate it to be talking basketball here as we approach the end of March. Portland's been good. Got a couple of practices in. Now everyone's just chomping at a bit for a tip at 10:50 Pacific time, 12:50 back home. So looking forward to it.
Have the bodies adjusted? Is there I know it's only 2 hours, but is there a little jet lag? I know that you guys had late practice when you landed. What are the bodies
Everyone's
feeling
adjusted.
Like?
Everyone's adjusted. Everyone's young. No excuses. Travel's all good. Only person that hasn't adjusted yet is my baby girl. So Babies and little ones with naps, they have something to deal with. But all the players and coaches, everyone's ready to go, geared up and looking forward to getting after it.
I can imagine dealing with players isn't quite so bad after having to deal with a child for the first time. So congratulations. I hope that's all going well. And you were in the tournament a couple times. Did you ever have to deal with morning games like this team's going to have to deal with? And if so, what was the hardest part about adjusting your body or dealing with an early tip that you're not used to during the regular season?
Yeah, you know, personally, I never had a morning tip in my years in the NCAA tournament, but throughout the season, you do have quite a few 11 a.m., you know, Saturday games or noon Sunday games. So all it does is it just kind of speeds up your schedule. You got to get up a little earlier, got to get moving. But ultimately, you know, whether you're playing at 8 in the morning or 8 at night or anywhere in between, you get to play ball for 40 minutes. That's really the thing that mainly stays the same. So I think everyone will be geared up and ready to go. And if you need to get motivated, you need to wake up when it's halfway through March and you're playing the NCAA tournament, you got something wrong with you. So I think everyone will be tuned up and ready to go.
Excited for this one. Whether it was, I remember, I think the first round in Milwaukee, I think your final season, you guys didn't tip off until almost, it was at 9 o'clock at Central time. I mean, that was a late one.
Yeah, I'm always a fan of getting up and getting after it. So earlier, the better. That way you don't have to sit around in the hotel and wait your turn. You kind of just get to go out there and start the show.
Yeah, awesome. Well, a little bit of the show too. You guys had the open practice. I wanted to get a gauge of what does the Badger fan look like, or the Badger fans rather, that have traveled out to Portland. Are we getting a good showing for Bucky?
Always. Badger faithful always travels. I think we are a little further away. We're not in the Midwest. We're not necessarily somewhere tropical to say. But you know what? We're here to play two basketball games, and I'm sure Badger faithful will show out. Like I said, whether it's fans in the stands, the time of the day, who you're playing at this, you got to strip it all the way. You got 40 minutes to go out there and put your best foot forward, and I think we're prepared to do that.
Yeah, and you guys have 40 minutes to put your best foot forward against High Point tomorrow. You now, as a coach, what sticks out to you watching film on the High Point Panthers? What are you guys prepared for?
They play extremely fast. You know, they play kind of, they're not Michigan, but they're very similar to Michigan in terms of just how fast they're getting up and down the floor. They love to create havoc on defense in terms of forcing turnovers, trying to get in passing lanes, trying to speed you up, trying to get you to make decisions that you normally wouldn't do because you're uncomfortable. And they want to capitalize on those. They want to see how many points they can score before you set your defense. So primarily by causing turnovers, creating tough shots for long rebounds, and then getting out and going. And also, even when you do make shots, they want to outlet it and they want to go. Again, they're trying to score before we can set our defense. So that'll obviously be a key for us in terms of our transition defense, building a wall, but also making good decisions on offense and putting the ball in the hoop and setting our defense.
Brad, the momentum that these guys had building off the Big Ten, of course, everybody would have wanted Bucky to be playing Sunday. Again, having that extra day of rest and getting the chance to recoup and get ready for the travel for the big dance. You know, what kind of momentum has this team built over the last, give or take, I'd say month or so leading into the March Madness tournament?
Yeah, we have great momentum, and I think it's everyone has chipped in their own way. You've had different guys step up in different ways, but in big ways. You know, we've had some injuries and some different things, and it's allowed other people to step in and step up, and now to be at full strength and to be moving in the right direction, and you know, to have a 40 minutes, do or die. You want to be playing your best ball, and you want to have all hands on deck. So we're excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, you mentioned being at full strength. Nolan Winter, Jack Janicki going to be back for you guys at least. That's what we've heard from Coach Gard over the course of the past week or so. What do they bring to the team that this squad has maybe been missing over the past month plus?
Well, most importantly, they just bring us depth. You know, you got 40 minutes. You want to be able to put as many people out there as you can. And obviously, both those guys have been in the NCAA tournament. They've played high-level games. They're crucial pieces to what we do. So to have them back is as much as we can is a blessing, and we can't wait to see them out there on the floor.
Brad, being in this new role too, being on the other side now of being a part of the Wisconsin Badgers, one of the things that Greg Gard was asked about when he was on Sportsmanlike yesterday with Evan Canty and Michelle was how you have to balance focusing on round one but also getting ready to scout out the next round's opponents. Could you tell us a little bit about what that process is like? Again, you want to make sure that you take it one game at a time, but it's a tough turnaround. I mean, 48 hours later, you get the win tomorrow, let's say, and then you're looking at your opponent come Saturday. That's not a lot of time to scout. So could you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yeah, as a player, you're all hands on deck until the scoreboard hits zeros and you win, and then you can focus on the next. You know, as a coach, I think you're doing all the normal steps you would just like a regular season game to make sure that the players are as prepared as they can be for that game. But everything else is expedited. So you want to just do it a little quicker. And then when it's done, you're not waiting for that game to be over. You're on to the next one. So you stick to your process. You do what you always do. And again, the number one priority is making sure that the players are prepared for the game at hand. Coaches, they got to do a little bit extra.
Brad, a follow-up on that one, too. You mentioned kind of the regular season process. You know, don't overthink it. But I'm curious, at this time of the year, too, do you push more of it, like, hey, embrace the bigger stage, or do you kind of, as a coach, or even, you know, again, having that player experience not too long ago, do you kind of embrace, again, is it, hey, don't be afraid to be a part of the big stage, or just take it the same way that you're doing? It's basketball at the end of the day. What's your mindset?
My mindset is have as much fun as you possibly can. Yep. Because these moments and these games aren't guaranteed. You know, you only got one guaranteed game left, and you don't want to have regrets. And you'll regret being uptight. You'll regret being too serious. You'll regret putting yourself in a box. You'll never regret letting it rip, letting it loose, having fun, being out there with your teammates. So just focusing on the right things and doing what you do at a high level.
Yeah, and you were a player not that long ago, Brad. What's been the biggest adjustment for you going from playing to now? You're a coach. You can't get out there on the floor. You have to try and contribute as much as possible from the sideline. What's been the biggest adjustment for you in that regard?
Biggest adjustment is I can't pinch Coach Gard or Coach Crabb and tell him to sub me in. That's a little new. But just from a coach's standpoint, it's so much fun just watching players not execute a plan or do things the right way, but just seeing how much joy they play with and how they compete and seeing passion. I personally don't miss playing. I really enjoy coaching. I enjoy what I'm doing here and the opportunity I've been given. But when you watch people play with passion, whether it's Nick and AB pumping up the crowd or JB and Nolan with the fist pump, like when you see those passionate moments, that makes you miss it a little bit. But with that being said, you just try to get lost in the moment and try to help encourage, challenge, whatever it may be, whatever the players need in that moment. Just let them know that you're in the fight with them, whatever that looks like.
Talking with Brad Davison, assistant coach of Wisconsin men's basketball, former player too, as the Badgers get ready to play High Point in the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. Pablo Iglesias and Riley Young, this is the Jump Around Extra. Brad, you pushed on it of the passion, especially. I want to talk about Nick Boyd. And man, I genuinely feel like we are truly privileged to get to have this season with Nick Boyd as a Wisconsin Badger. And we were talking about it on the Jump Around earlier today too, of how not only has he embraced being a Wisconsin Badger, but fans too, especially in this era too, where, you know, we only get him for one season, but how it truly feels like that, the way that he's embraced the attitude of being a Badger and vice versa. It just in this year alone, like, what have you seen again from that passion? How exciting is it to just get to watch him blossom?
He's been dynamite again, just the competitive energy and intensity and the heart that he plays with is infectious. And it's fun to watch as a coach. I can imagine it's even more fun to play with as a player. I think he physically leads by example and makes everyone around him better just because of his talent and his ability to get places and create for himself and create from others. But I think one of his greatest attributes is his confidence. His confidence is infectious for the players around him. And when you have someone out there playing with joy and aggressive and that confidence, you can't help but play that same way. And I think that's had a permeation effect throughout our team and has really helped us build this momentum and put us in the position we are right now.
Yeah, to build off of that, I've seen people mention that Nick Boyd and John Blackwell are one of the best duos, if not the best backcourt duo in the country right now. And John Blackwell, he's a little quieter, maybe doesn't get as many headlines as Nick Boyd has this year. What have you noticed about John and how he's carried himself this year? And what does he bring to the table game in and game out off the court as well as on the court?
Yeah, they got my vote. They got my vote. And I think they just consistently perform at a high level, and they can do it in so many different ways, offensively, defensively, whether it's putting the ball in the hoop or creating for others. And the thing about them that has really grown throughout the season is that they play really well together. And when you have both of them on the court, you can't scheme a defense to stop both of them. You kind of got to pick your poison. And then when you're able to surround those two with really talented players on the inside and outside, with the shooting threats that we have, it creates a really tough defensive scout to come up with for opposing coaches. So having both of them is great. JB specifically, he's been doing it for 3 years here in terms of playing at a high level. And it's not just his scoring, it's his offensive rebounding. It's over the last 5-6 games, we've put him on, the other players, either main ball handler or main scorer, and let him kind of be the teeth of our defense too. So those guys do so many things that obviously it shows up in the stat sheet. They do it. Yeah. They fill it up in a lot of different ways, but they also do the other things that make a big difference in terms of the most important thing on the stat sheet, which is winning.
Brad, I wanted to get a little bit into your journey, too, coming back to Wisconsin. But real quick, one of the things, too, that stood out to me as I talked to Coach Gard and asked Austin Rapp the other day about how this team is able to not flinch, essentially, be able to flip the switch, not be afraid of the moments of adversity, and really grew throughout how things were earlier in the season, where it was kind of fold pretty early, but how this team was able to embrace the don't flinch mentality, especially in the games that really mattered down the stretch. As a coach and also too as a former Wisconsin Badger, how proud are you to see the resilience in these guys each and every day, especially down this stretch of not flinching?
Yeah, resilience is a good word. Also, just think unfazed. Doesn't matter if we're down by 15 or down by 17 or up by 10. They're very confident in who they are, and they're confident in their abilities, and they're confident in their teammates. And I think when you have a unified group that shares that confidence, you can fight through anything, and you can make it work, no matter how the game's going or how the last 10 minutes has. If there's still time on the clock, you can keep it moving in the right direction. And, when you've been through the battles together and found a way to win when you were down, or found a way to win when you were missing shots, or found a way to win when you were in pain or struggling, what that does is it really just, you have two options. It can either, during that adversity, you can break apart, or it can really bind you together. And as the season's gone, we really bonded together through that adversity, and it's built that resilience and that unfazed confidence that we play with. And now we get to continue to show it, and we get to show it tomorrow. So can't wait to can't wait to see the best version of our team take the floor tomorrow.
You say that right there at the end, can't wait to see the best version of this team tomorrow. Have we seen the best version of this year's Wisconsin Badgers yet?
I think you've seen moments of it. Obviously, there's been pockets of really, really high-level basketball. But I think the one thing that I think we pride ourselves on here at Wisconsin is continuing to develop as the year's gone. And obviously, this is a new team with not many returns from last year, and so the puzzle pieces were being put together. And I think each week and month and game, we were building to a point now where I feel like we are playing our best basketball. And you can genuinely, honestly say that. And we're also getting healthier and getting our pieces put together. And there's a confidence and So I think we've seen really high level basketball, but also with that being said, because of the foundation that and the work that's been put in over the last 4, 5, 6 months, I think there's another level we can get to. And I think that's a level that you can only really unlock in March. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, the best is yet to come. It sure feels like that's on the horizon for you guys. Brad, again, as I mentioned, I wanted to talk about your journey, too. It kind of feels like that things happen pretty fast to get you here on campus. I know that you were playing overseas, and then this opportunity came up. Walk us through what the initial steps were and, you know, what everything that you've experienced as a coach to this point has been like.
Yes, I was in Spain in October or in the end of September, and got a call from coach on a Thursday about this potentially being an opportunity. I didn't really think much of it. I always say kind of like in one ear, out the other. someone pinched me. Didn't really think too much of it. But then on Friday, called me back and said, hey, this is an opportunity. A, do you want it? B, can you make it work? And I said, well, A, yes. B, I'm under contract. My wife's under contract. My first game's tomorrow. And we have a place here, a home in Spain. So there's some things I need to figure out. He said, all right, well, figure it out and give me a call back. So the next day I played in my game, in my first slash last regular season game. And after the game, talked to my assistant coaches. Obviously, I talked to my wife throughout. But then the next day I ended up calling my teammates and my coaches and GM and president and agent and informed them about the decision that my family was going to make to head back to Wisconsin and coach. And on that Monday, we packed up. Tuesday, we flew back. And Wednesday, we were at practice. So it was about a 6-day window. Obviously, there was some hesitancy I had just because there was some question marks of retiring and figuring things out. But my wife was actually the one that had a lot of conviction in terms of this is something that we had talked about, prayed about, prepared for years. I've always wanted to become a college basketball coach. And when we went overseas, it was to play basketball over there until there was an opportunity that we were excited about to come back to. So it was her encouragement and her wisdom of, you know, when God opens the doors of your dreams, you got to walk through it. So it's not if we're going to do it, but how are we going to make this work? And so we made a unified decision that we were going to do it. And we just had to figure out how to make it work. And so first and foremost, really thankful for my wife because it takes a lot of courage and support to make a move like that and to really kind of turn 180, turn the ship around and head a new direction. So thankful for her and overall thankful for the decision that we've made. And we couldn't be happier to be here in Wisconsin, to be a part of this program, to be a part of, you know, the journey that this 2025, 2026 season has to offer. And I always say, like, this is a really special place, but it's a special place because of the people. So to be around the people we are is a blessing.
That's amazing. And I know for me as a fan, as someone who watched you in high school and while I was in college, I hope you're here for a long time as a coach here for the Wisconsin Badgers. But while Greg Gard is currently the head coach, what have you learned about him from being coached by him and now being one of his assistants? What makes Greg Gard so special? And he's kept the Badgers a model of consistency since he has taken over for Bo Ryan. What makes Greg Gard special?
Yeah, no doubt. Ever since I was a player and a coach, for me, I've kind of had the same mindset as just trying to be a sponge, just trying to learn as much as I can. I think the thing that sets them apart is, like you said, there's consistent results in terms of we consistently perform at a high level. But it's because he's consistent in everything that he does. You know, the same, whether it's the drills or the tactics or the way he interacts with players, the way he challenges players, the way he holds them accountable. He's the same Greg Gard each and every day. Mm-hmm. And I think what that does is it creates a consistent trust, a consistent respect, a consistent foundation that between coach, coach, player, that allows us to continue to move together and to continue to build towards something really, really special. And I think I felt that as a player as I went through my years, and now to see it as a coach and to see how it's grown, I'm just super thankful to be a part of it. And again, I just feel like a sponge trying to learn as much as I can. And again, I think his consistent approach to valuing the little things, his consistent approach to developing players and coaches, his consistent approach to doing things the right way all the time leads to really consistent results. And I think we all get to benefit the fruits of that.
Brad, last one for me. I really appreciate your time again. I know that, granted, it's 3 o'clock right now as we record this, so I know you got a few hours, but you guys got an early game, so try to get you going, and so that way you can wrap stuff up a little early and get some rest. But, again, for this to be the first journey in March Madness as a coach, granted, you've had a number of runs with this team, with this program before, for this to be the first ride on in a different situation, how exciting is that for you, and how excited are you to do it with this group?
I'm pumped. I'm so excited, so thankful. Just going to give myself the same advice as the coach as I got as a player, is to have as much fun as possible. Not to take any moment for granted. You never know when it's going to come to an end. And that's not something to shy away from. It's the reality. And so what that means is you got to put your best foot forward in terms of, you got to be the best version of yourself. You got to have as much fun as you can. You got to let it rip and see how the chips will fall.
Awesome. Last one from me, Brad. What makes this team special and capable of a deep run in March and extending that the dance, so to speak?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got two things. I'd say first, from a basketball standpoint, is you have really talented pieces that play well together. In terms of, obviously, we have two really, really high-level guards that are able to create for themselves and create from others. And they're surrounded by really talented other guards that can create, whether it's Brandon Carrington making threes and spreading the floor, whether it's Andrew Rohde creating for other peoples and defending. You have stars in their roles around them. And then our front line, the ability to stretch the floor and to be a threat from outside, what that does is it creates space for those guards to go, and it puts the defense in a position where you got to pick your poison. Are you going to take away the rim and give up the three, or are you going to take away the three and give up the rim? So from a basketball standpoint, we're really challenging to guard and challenging to stop and challenging to keep up with our pace. But more importantly, on just the mental/relational side, we have a really connected bunch, a team that not just plays basketball well together, but really enjoys being around each other. And they have this confidence that doesn't matter if they're losing, doesn't matter who they're playing, doesn't matter where they're playing, whether it's in the morning or at night, they believe they're going to win. And when you combine all those different factors, it's the recipe to do something really special.
I love it. Love that.
I'm fired up.
I'm fired up too. I just want game time to be here already. It just seems like that this is a very even keeled team. And again, it's the don't flinch. It feels like that they are so about it. So super excited. Brad, thanks again for your time. Wisconsin tips off against High Point, 12:50 Central tip off, 10:50 for you guys. So make sure, like I said, you get some rest. Sounds like the bodies are well adjusted. If anything, guys are just ramping and ready to go. So Brad, appreciate your time. He's Brad Davison, former Wisconsin Badger and current Wisconsin men's basketball assistant coach. This is the Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show.